Hi guys, and welcome back to another new video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about Bedoink VR. I'm also going to be showing you how to set it up on a VR headset. So enough waffling from me, let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be telling you all about Bedoink VR today. If you haven't heard of Bedoink before, they have recently teamed up with Kiru Toys. That means that many of their videos are now interactive with Kiru Toys. This means you can immerse yourself into one of their VR videos and your Kiru Toy will react to what's going on screen. So I am going to be doing something slightly different today, and I am going to be showing you how to sign up inside the VR headset. I'm also going to show you around Bedoink's website and how to play a video through the VR headset. Once all that's done, I'm also going to show you how to use it on a PC. Now, because I'm uploading onto YouTube, I have had to blur out some of the bits of the video. This makes sure that the video is following the guidelines and isn't taken down. So apologies in advance. Anyway, enough waffling from me. Let's show you how to sign up. Okay guys, as you can see, we're trying something different today and I am making this recording from my VR headset. This is the first time I've done it, so bear with me and apologies for any wobbling about. For those who are wondering, I am using the Meta Quest 2 to set up my account, but the process will be the same whether you're on the Meta Quest 3 or on any other headset. Bedoink is compatible with many VR headsets. To see if your VR headset is compatible with Bedoink, then you can check on my website. There is a link in the description below. So to truly get things started, we're going to open the browser on our VR headset. And in the search bar, we're going to go to the Bedoink homepage. You can find a link for this in the description below. Once on the homepage, we're simply going to click on the button that says Start Watching Now. Just so you are aware, I will be blurring out anything that may be inappropriate on the main page. To sign up, you'll need to click on the join button in the top right hand side of our browser. You'll then be taken to a page asking you how you would like to pay. You can either do this by credit card or you can do this by PayPal. You'll then need to select whether you want a day pass, a monthly pass, a yearly pass, or a lifetime membership. Bedoink has four other platforms that you can also sign up for. And if you sign up at the same time, you'll get them at a discount. Once you've selected the package you want to sign up for and how you want to pay, click on the Join Now button, which is located at the bottom of the page. The next page will ask you to enter in your credit card details. Or if you selected PayPal, then you will need to enter in your PayPal information. Once you've done that, click on the Complete Purchase button. You'll then be sent an email to confirm your purchase. So you'll need to check the inbox of the email address you use to sign up. Remember, if you are finding this video useful, please do hit that subscribe button for future Bedoink videos. Now that your account's been activated, you can go back to the homepage and click on the login button in the top right hand side of the screen. Enter in your login details and click on login. Once you are fully logged in, you'll be able to see all the videos that are available to you. And because my head is wobbling around so much, I am also going to take a few screenshots to better explain the layout of the platform. In the grey box along the top left hand side of the screen gives you all the platforms and studios that work within Bedoink. In the top right hand side of the screen, you can see your favourites, check your community tab, get help and log out. Slightly underneath in the middle, you have a search bar. In here, you can search for any videos in the studios that you're signed up to. Next to that on the right hand side is your categories. You can also read the Bedoink blogs and check out the fun scripts. If you don't know what fun scripts are, they are videos that are compatible with your interactive toys like Kiru. Once you have found a video you want to watch, then all you need to do is click on the play button. It was at this point I had a technical issue that meant I couldn't load the video on the screen, but everything was working inside the VR headset. So what I chose to do was log in with my PC and show you the rest of the recording. This is almost identical to exactly what you see inside the Meta Quest VR headset. The only difference at this point is I'm not wearing the headset and I'm not holding the controllers. In the bottom left hand side is the play button. Next to that is the volume. On the right of the screen, we can click on the gear icon, which lets us choose our resolution. To watch the video on a mobile phone, you can click on the icon next to the gear icon. This will bring up a QR code that you can scan with your phone. Once scanned, it will load the browser and it will play the video. The final button on the bottom right hand side of the screen makes it full width. And if you want to center your view, all you need to do is click on this button here. These are the only two buttons that you'll find that are different inside the headset compared to the browser. I can pause the video here and move my view around the screen. screen. Obviously, in the browser, I'm using my mouse, but if I'm wearing the VR headset, I can just move my head. I am going to push play again, and I'm going to stop the video as soon as it starts. This is because I don't want YouTube to have any reason to ban this video whatsoever. As you can see, the picture quality is absolutely amazing on this. I do believe I clicked on 4K, but it does go up to 8K. As you can see on the left hand side of the screen, the black is the edge of the VR screen. I do believe you have a viewpoint of 180 degrees and you can see about 90% of anything on the screen at any one time. You can also zoom in with your mouse or you can use the MetaQuest controllers. Whilst I am logged in on the browser, I may as well show you what it looks like on the PC. Underneath each video, you can drop a like, dislike, add it to your favourites, leave a comment or get the fun script. On the right hand side of the screen, you can download the video in different resolutions. And in the middle of the page, you can also download scene photos. Underneath the photos is a short description, and underneath that is recommended videos. In the top right hand side of the screen is fun scripts, and these are videos that are compatible with your interactive toys like Kiru. If I was to scroll down, you would see there's 12 videos on each page and there's 16 pages in total. So at the time of recording this, there are 192 videos you can connect with your interactive toy, and this number is only going to increase later on. Underneath the video in the top middle, you can see there's a blue check mark. This means a video has been saved to your favourites. If you click on favourites in the top right, you can see which other videos are added to your favourites list. If we go back to the homepage, you can see a list of all the platforms you've got membership to. If we was to scroll down slightly, you would see all the latest releases. And if we scrolled to the bottom of the page, we would see a list of all the models that are in the videos. You can click on each of the models and you can see which videos they're featured in. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you've been inspired to sign up for Badoink, then there is a link in the description below.
So there you have it. That's how you sign up and use Badoink VR. Now you might be wondering why I didn't show you how to connect your Kiru toy to Badoink VR. Don't worry, I will be doing it. I'll be showing you in an upcoming video. It's not something that's hard to do, it's just I want to make sure the video explains the process properly. So make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell. Now I did think the platform was really good. I've only just started using VR. This is the first time. So once I had this headset on, it was like having the person almost in the room. It's literally sitting like an inch or two away from your nose. So it was quite realistic. And I am working on the video to show you how to connect it to your Kiru toy. That means anything that happens on the screen will also make your Kiru toy react. Personally, I think the Kiru Kian with the power blow will give you the best results. But once I've got everything working, I will make that video and I'll tell you which one I preferred using, because I do have the power blow, the Kiru Kian and the Pulse Solo Interactive. Don't forget, I do have a Kiru Control Reddit group in my description below. It's a small group at the moment, but there are people in there talking and controlling each other's toys. So if you'd like to talk to like-minded people, then make sure to join. If I have inspired you to sign up to Badoink VR, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Badoink's profits if you choose to sign up. You will also find a Kiru link as well, should you want to buy one of those toys and connect it to your VR headset. If you have got any questions on today's video, feel free to drop a comment in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. As always, until next time, peace out.